Here we go. Hey, welcome back. I guess that's rocking us right to the end of today's show. That's pretty fun. So I got a couple bit of newsworthy things, but the one point that I was trying to make this last week is if you've got savings and you've got money out there, it's about time that the lending institution, and the way that this applies to real estate is those of us that are saving for down payment, you know, every little bit helps. My dad always used to say the nickels add to dollars. But so, and I hope that the thing that I introduce a fair amount in the show is whatever statistic is given to you, turn it around the other way. If somebody says there's a 70% chance that it's going to happen, realize there's a 30% chance that it's not going to happen. And whenever something is presented and then there's a takeaway, so like right now, well, yeah, they're going to offer 3.5% interest, but inflation's running at 7%, so you're not keeping up. Well, that's true, but let's look at it the other way. What are they paying now? Well, right now they're paying a tenth of a percentage point. Okay, well, so if I got 3.5%, 4% on it, what is it? Well, that's 35 to 40 times more than I'm getting currently. That's probably worth making a move for. So when you look at some of these different things, and some of them are pretty aggressive, pretty short term, and short term CDs where like you need a minimum of $25,000 to buy in, you can get up as high as high 4s or 5%, but it's pretty easy to get 3.5% on your money on a savings account that you've got access to with total liquidity. But if you don't say anything at your savings loan, you're not going to get it at your commercial bank. But if you don't say anything at your savings loan, they're going to leave you at 0.1%. That's 1/10 of a percentage point. 1/10 of a percentage point is 1/35 of 3.5%. Okay? So that's all the point that I was making, was that it wasn't that it was the end all and it was going to, you know, solve all of your problems moving forward. But if you're getting a tenth of a percentage point on your savings now, and you could bump that to 3.5%, yes, inflation's moving at a good rate. I'll acknowledge that. But it's still 35 times better than what you're getting now. And it doesn't cost anything. That would seem like that would be a reasonable move, to just go in and ask the question about what can I do to increase the yield on my savings account. And again, you're seeing an awful lot of that in the credit unions is where you're seeing that. You can also see it online if you're an online banking type person. There's a number of those. And I'd also advise you, I'm not a financial planner or financial advisor in any way, but if they've got an opportunity where they're offering something, read the fine print on it to know exactly what it is. There's one currently in town, for instance, that they're offering for a lower, they're a CD, a certificate of deposit, but they're offering 5.25% or 5.5%. Well, that's kind of a compound percentage rate over a year, but the bond doesn't really run a full year. So you kind of got to think it through to figure it out. But again, you can go out and get 3.5% all day long. And right now they're paying you 1/10 of a percentage point. If your money is just going to sit in your savings account waiting for, and there's for your IRA or for your college savings account or whatever it may be, put that money to work and let it work for you. What else do we have? We have, I guess I can share that because I've only got a couple of more minutes here. So what we're seeing is that the interest rates have basically been dropping down a little bit since the beginning of the year. And with that, what has happened is we're starting to see that what the headline says here, lower mortgage rates help thaw housing freeze. So new housing data suggests market slowing down is ending. Okay, so what we're seeing is that these people that were sitting on the sidelines had sort of been feared into, and granted, what did it get up to? 7.8%. Yeah, 7.8% in 7.08% back in November. That's pretty darn high. And if you're doing a $350,000 mortgage, that's $35,000 a year worth of interest. It's a fair amount of money, and it's worth talking about. And so when you look at this, and realize that what that means is, and what that means to the buyers and the sellers. To the sellers, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're just going to do spiraling appreciation. But what it does mean is that there's going to be more buyers coming back into the market that are going to look at your property. and it's going to get a little bit more competitive. It doesn't mean that you can go out and add another $100,000 on the value, but it does mean that there's going to be more buyers show up. What does it mean to the buyer? Well, what it means to the buyers, those things that we've enjoyed the last couple of months where the sellers were like a little fearful that we're sitting with a vacant home in the winter months and felt that they needed to pay for some of your closing costs, and you could, you know, do your financing and do your home inspection and do a host of repairs and do all that sort of stuff. All of that sort of stuff, hopefully it'll stabilize to where you're still able to use financing and have a home inspection and do that. But to maybe ask the seller for another $15,000 toward your closing costs, that may be one of the first things that'll start to go away. And the unfortunate thing that aligns itself with our inventory shortage is that for years now we have had more and more people, whether it's through immigration, people coming of age, whatever it may be, but there's more and more need for housing, and the contractors have really been building less and less and building a lot more apartments. And there's an awful lot of pressure in this core area density stuff to push more and more people into a rental situation than you are into an ownership situation. So again, either way, if you want to have a house, with a yard or have something like that, go talk to your mortgage broker, see what you can do, get back out in the market, because we should and could very easily. Both of these articles claim that we're going to see the new normal, as they call it, somewhere between 5.5-6.5% is where interest rates are going to settle down, which historically is very, very good. It's not the 2 and 3, but that was not the norm. And in all likelihood, we're not going to see that anytime soon. So anyway, that's it in a nutshell. I had a bunch of things highlighted here to talk about a bunch of specifics and details, but really the bottom line, the clip notes on it are, this is a good time to buy. It's a good time to get out there before the season gets completely on fire again, where we find that maybe if you need financing, you're going to be out of the market because there's going to be more cash buyers, or there's going to be more pressure on the price point and less pressure on the participation from the seller. And it's just good to know. You know, one of the things that's really, really quite interesting out there, and you know, I'm starting to do more and more of it, I'm really focused on it, is that you know, kind of within our senior community, there's a real need in the real estate market. And you know, whether you deal with it yourself in your own aging, or you deal with an aging parent, in all likelihood, unless you get hit by a bus, you're going to deal with it somehow or another. I mean, it's just the inevitability of it. And whether it's through, you know, long-term care, or you're going to end up in assisted living, or you're going to, you know, need to, you know, do some estate work to figure out who's going to have your power of attorney and who's going to do what, maybe it's a reverse mortgage. You know, there's a number of things for realtors. There's a class that's coming up here on the 7th and 8th for them to be able to study and hear about some of these topics. But for those of you that are out there that could use these services to find somebody, I'm one of those somebodies that is familiar with the process and familiar with the needs, to get out in front of it. This is not one of those things that you wait until you have a medical emergency and then try to play catch up. This is one of those things that you get out and you do kind of a little bit, like I said earlier, about cleaning up the back 40. You know, what's going to happen is eventually you're going to have to clean up that yard, and eventually you're going to have to deal with your stuff, or somebody's going to have to deal with your stuff. And to wait for, you know, a medical emergency or something to happen before you make a move in that direction just isn't very well founded. One of the things that I'm going to try to do here on Ask Fred Johnson is get more of these service providers in so that we can kind of talk about some of the different details, be able to give you some recommendations as to who provides those services in the community, and hopefully it will help you and or your relatives as you sort of solidify your estate moving forward and sort of minimize your risk and exposure as that time happens. So I want to invite you to go to my website anytime, AskFredJohnson.com. You can sign up for the Market Trend Report. You can ask a question. You can do anything that you'd like to there. You can email me direct at fred@DukeWarner. And I guess they're giving me the look like it's time to sign off. So I'm going to say thank you so much for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND. Until next week, make some memories.
Mm-hmm.